Selling stuff online is a way to make extra money that anyone can do with almost no effort to make hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. Today, I'll show you my process of finding things at a discount and selling them on Amazon for a higher price, as well as a hidden feature I use to complete sales without ever leaving my house. And for this week, it started off by me popping into a Kohl's store while I was headed home from running some errands. What most people don't realize is that a lot of stores in their area have valuable stuff that's been marked down to insanely low prices that you can buy and then turn around and sell it for full retail price online. And that's exactly what I came across when I walked into the shoe section at Kohl's. On one of the shelves, I found these all black high top Nike winter shoes that were on clearance for $20.25. Now this is where it gets fun. Anyone can sell stuff on Amazon by simply signing up on their website, and there's an option you can use to do this 100% for free. And once you have an account, you can use their mobile app to scan barcodes to see how much money customers are paying for different items being sold on Amazon. And that's how I knew I could make some serious cash on these shoes. At the time I scanned the shoes, people on Amazon were paying about $170, and they would only cost me $20. Based on that alone, I decided to give it a shot. So I had the cashier ring me up, and I was in and out of the store in about 15 or 20 minutes. See, this may differ from a lot of other people, but the way that I view reselling is as a true side hustle, and I personally don't want it to become a second full-time job. And I'm not new to this. I've been reselling for a few years, and in the past, I would spend all of my free time looking for cheap items that I could resell. And even though I did make money, I started to realize that it wasn't worth all the time that I was putting into it. Because of that, I created a workflow that truly takes the least amount of time and effort possible to make money online, and I'll show you what those steps are. Now that I had the item to sell, the next thing to do was to make it available on Amazon for a customer to buy. Thankfully, this is super easy once you've downloaded the app. All you have to do is find the item in the app that you're looking to sell, and I usually do this by scanning the barcode again. Then you click on the option to list the item, which makes it visible to Amazon shoppers. Finally, you'll fill out details like how many of that item you have and how much you want to sell it for. And just like that, you're pretty much done making the item available on Amazon in just a couple minutes. But there's an important step you can take here that will save you a lot of time and money. Amazon offers two main services that you can use to sell your items. The most popular way is called FBA, which stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. The other way is FBM, which stands for Fulfilled by Merchant. And here's the main differences between the two. With FBA, you would send your items to an Amazon warehouse and they store, package, and ship the item once a customer orders it. On the other hand, with FBM, you hold on to the item until a customer buys it, then you package and ship it out yourself. Now there's pros and cons to each service, but personally, I use FBM so that I can make money the lazy way, which I'll explain next. The other benefit is that with FBM, a lot less fees are taken from you once you make a sale versus than with FBA. Here's a side-by-side comparison of the fees Amazon takes once you make a sale between the two services. Just so you can see the true impact, if you were to sell this particular item with Amazon handling it for you, you would actually end up losing money. But if you were to handle the item yourself, you would end up making about $10 profit. I'll cover some other pros and cons later, but first I wanted to go over the process of actually making a sale. After about 8 days, I got a notification that someone ordered the Nike shoes that I had listed, and they paid $170. Here's the email that shows exactly how much money I made after Amazon fees were taken out. For this particular sale, the customer paid for shipping, which is usually a cost I would have to pay for myself. But I didn't have to worry about that here. So in the end, to understand how much money I actually made on this sale, I essentially turned the $20.25 that I spent on the shoes into $154.07. Now on to the next step, which is sending the item to the customer. A lot of people get intimidated by packaging and shipping orders, but this is actually where I save the most time and money. The easiest way to look at it is the smaller and lighter an item is, the less money that you will have to pay for shipping. Conversely, the larger and heavier an item is, the more you'll have to pay for shipping. So as long as an item is not fragile, I always use these gray poly mailers because they don't add any weight to the package. If the item is fragile, it's always better to package it inside of a box so it doesn't get damaged. And little known fact, you can actually order free shipping supplies online from USPS.com. Or what I've also done in the past is save any boxes that I get when I order stuff online. To make it easy, if you want to access all the supplies that I use, you can find them in my reseller toolkit that I'll link in the description below. Now for the Nike shoes that I sold, since they were already in a box and are not fragile, I packaged them inside of a poly bag. Now from there, I could have driven to the post office, waited in line for an hour, came out of pocket for them to ship the item to the customer. But here's a hack that I use instead to avoid all that nonsense. USPS.com has a free service that virtually no one talks about, where you can schedule them to pick up your packages from your doorstep. All you have to do is click on the Schedule a Pickup option on the website, let them know where to find the package, select the free option, and choose the pickup date, then enter the quantity and estimated weight of your items. For me to do this, I have to be able to print out the shipping label, which tells the post office where to deliver the package. So I use this shipping label printer that makes it to where I never have to go to the post office again. And I'll leave a link to it below if you want to use this method. Once I print out the shipping label and schedule a pickup on USPS.com, usually I'll place all my orders on my front porch the morning of the scheduled pickup. And sometime during business hours, USPS will stop by and pick them up right from my doorstep. They also send a confirmation email after the pickup has been completed so that you know your item is on your way to the customer. I've personally been using this feature for over a year now and haven't had any issues, so I'd highly recommend it. Now to show you how much money you could make from doing this, the same week that I sold those Nike shoes, I also sold a sweater for $60, 8 pair of denim shorts for $40 each, and a few other items. By the end of the week, I made $335 after all Amazon fees. Now, obviously, to be successful at reselling, you have to be able to find items at the lowest price possible to actually make money. One of the things that helps me do that is a service called Rakuten, which gives you cash back and exclusive discounts for in-store and online purchases. And you can sign up for Rakuten and other useful resources in the show notes below. If you're looking for a way to make some extra cash in your spare time, this is one of the best ways to do it. But just like anything else, there's a learning curve to understand all the ins and outs of reselling. In this video, I really just touched on the process of finding cheap items and reselling them on Amazon. If you want to get the most in-depth information so you don't have to struggle learning all this on your own and start making money fast, I got you covered. I linked up with my friends and full-time six-figure Amazon sellers, Erica and Jeanette, over at Coast to Coast, and they offer a one-of-a-kind FBM bootcamp that teaches every single step on how to make extra money on Amazon or even turn it into a full-time gig. Feel free to check out their self-paced online program that I'll link in the show notes below. Now, one of the things that I'm most passionate about is entrepreneurship, and the goal of my channel is to help you make more money in your career or side hustle so you can become your own boss and build wealth. If you're interested in learning more about that, like and subscribe, leave a comment with any questions, and I'll be back soon.